Here we are at the beginning of the fourth section of Living Simply and Loving It. Alternatives equips people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. We focus on encouraging celebrations year-round that reflect conscientious ways of living. Alternatives has helped lead the movement to live more simply and faithfully. Many staff members and volunteers have developed many different resources, organized an annual Christmas campaign, held the best and worst Christmas gift contest, led numerous workshops, and reached countless people with the message of simpler, more responsible living. Alternatives offers several services, a free email newsletter, and an extensive website. You may wonder, does this high-tech stuff complement simple living? Decidedly, yes. In fact, communications by computer can be more environmentally friendly than some other means, especially where paper's involved. Fewer resources are used distributing the news by computers than by newspapers, for example. However, we need to be willing to read the information on our computers, but print copies only for really important documents. Communication is very important among alternatives people. Voluntary simplicity can be lonely. Sometimes friends, neighbors, family members, even church members don't understand. They may even think that we're unpatriotic for not going into debt at Christmas time. Alternatives offers tools to help people support each other in simple living, to present simpler living at various conferences related to hunger, environment, and lifestyle. It's called Slow Down. The S stands for motivational speakers, L for workshop leaders, O for event organizers, and D for discussion makers. If you know of a national, regional, or local event, if you can represent alternatives, let us know and we'll provide you with support materials. When it began in 1973, it was one of very few organizations really promoting voluntary simplicity. Now hundreds of organizations are doing similar things. We cooperate with many other groups. For example, the Simplicity Forum, which sponsors the annual Take Back Your Time Day each October 24th. All of our service and resources are available on our website. We ask you to respond to our ideas and aspirations and urge you to share with us your own hopes for alternatives. Christmas is more than gifts and glitter. Organized in 1973 to protest the commercialization of Christmas, Alternatives provides encouragement and support for those who want to celebrate Jesus' birthday. We emphasize relationships and traditions over things, thereby helping to avoid stress and debt. The point is not to feel deprived, but to get much of the stuff out of the way so that we can really celebrate. I have several strong memories of Christmas when I was a child. Many of their relatives from my mother's side of the family would gather on Christmas Eve for a grand meal. Then we would gather around a tree that always reached to the ceiling. It was surrounded by a mountain of gifts. Everyone gave something to everyone else. With little fanfare, I would start ripping into all my stuff. It seemed that no one paid much attention to what others were getting. After an hour or so, it was over. One year I asked my dad if we could go to church on Christmas Eve. He agreed. The problem was, I didn't ask until Christmas Eve. When we got back, the rest of the group was pretty unhappy. We had changed the plan. Maybe we were right, but we hadn't considered the group. Now we all go to church. Then we gather for some favorite foods. We take turns opening our gifts with considerable fanfare for each one. Though we are only four, it is so much more meaningful than when we were a dozen. To encourage communication, we've developed the planner Let's Talk About Christmas. It asks, how are we going to celebrate Christmas this year? What is really most meaningful? Who's going to do what? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Ask your family, relatives, and friends questions like these. Write down your decisions and post them. Mark your calendar on October 1st for each year. And then remember Buy Nothing Day, the Friday after Thanksgiving. We promote alternative giving in several ways. First, using our Christmas budget worksheet, estimate how much you spent on each item last Christmas. Now, this is private. Don't feel guilty about how much you spent or proud about how little. Then total it and decide what percentage of that amount your family is willing to give to the needy people and worthwhile organizations this year. We recommend 25%. You may decide on 10% or 50%. But now we may feel we have just as many things to buy and people to buy for, but with less money. We have several options. We can drop some folks or activities from the list, or buy less expensive items. We can draw names instead of everyone giving something to everyone else. Or, and this is what Alternatives recommends, we can practice alternative giving. That's done in various ways. The first is to decide how much to give away and to whom. Now that started earlier when we chose a percentage of our budget to donate. Next is giving of ourselves, giving what's more meaningful than stuff for the giver and the receiver. Giving ourselves, not our money or things bought with our money, but our time and our special skills, like baking, sewing, woodworking, composing poetry, or playing music. Handmade coupon books for promises of time or services are both generous and well-received. Coupons for childcare, for a special meal, for lawn mowing, you name it. The point is not just to find a substitute for a thing gift at Christmas, but to build and strengthen a relationship that will nurture and be nurtured all year long. Consider these coupon variations. For our anniversary, our daughter gave us coupons for 3 enchanted evenings. She would fix us a nice meal and then disappear. For her birthday, our son gave his mom a piece of fruit with this note attached. This orange is good for one night out with your favorite son. This includes dinner, a movie, and lots of good conversation. You pick and I'll buy. Estimated value, priceless. Another form of alternative giving is to organize an event to encourage others in alternative giving. The basic types of alternative celebrations events are the market, the Christmas workshop, and Christmas community festival. The alternative market is a third world craft and clothing sale. But why go to all the trouble? We can buy beautiful African and Latin American items from Pier 1. Yes, but Pier 1, like most businesses, buys low and sells high. An alternative market makes sure that as much of the profit as possible goes to the artisan, not the distributor. We call this fair trade, not free trade. Serve International, 10,000 Villages, and other nonprofit organizations supply items for alternative markets. Another purpose of the market is for North Americans to learn more about other cultures. An alternative Christmas workshop gives people ideas of other ways to celebrate. You can organize one of these at your church or in your club. Yes, you! Several churches can work together using the book Unplug the Christmas Machine, or Whose Birthday Is It, Anyway? An alternative Christmas festival is a place where people can get information about many worthy organizations and give gifts to them in other people's names. This saves people a lot of time screening organizations and finding addresses. Here's how it works. A person comes to the event and talks to the representatives of the various organizations. She might decide to write a check to, let's say, Bread for the World. She also fills out a card which goes to the recipient saying, "A gift has been given to Bread for the World in your name." Alternative giving can be the simple way. Select your charities, match them with your gift recipients, write a few checks and cards, and your Christmas shopping is done. Alternatives even offers the gratitude card, which you can send to your friends and family, asking the names of charities they would like you to support in their name, and also listing some charities they could support in your name. These events can be combined, of course, to include two or all three approaches. In Matthew 25, we read, "Just as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." Let's ask ourselves, what sense of connection with people in need can unlock my compassion and generosity. Was there ever a time when I really didn't have enough money? How did or does that make me feel about people who are wealthier than me? In Matthew 14, we read, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. All ate and were filled." Do we miss the chance to do what we can because we can't do it all? In 1 Corinthians 13, we read, "If I give away all my possessions, but do not have love, I gain nothing. What keeps me from giving the gift of myself more often? What non-material gifts could I give on the various gift-giving occasions during the year?" This is the end of Section 4. Section 5 talks about more resources and services of alternatives. For now, consider these thoughts and questions. 1. Is our family ready to discuss alternative giving? Giving more to needy people and spending less on ourselves. 2. Is our church ready to organize an alternative market, workshop, or community festival to share our new vision of Christmas with others? 3. Might any of alternative's resources help us rethink our celebrations at Christmas, Easter, or year-round?